Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hoboken residents are still dealing with water service issues after a contractor working for PSEG ruptured a 16-inch water main on Observer Highway at Madison Street. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala joins us on WCBS. Mr. Mayor, good to talk with you again. Do you have any idea when the water pressure will be back to normal?
You know, I regret to say that this time we are still working with Veolia, and they are working day and night to identify the source of the water main break and isolate the main break itself. That process is an ongoing process. So the short answer is we don't have an estimated time at which water service will be restored, but we have crews working day and night at Veolia on isolating the main. And in the meantime, the city is using every resource it can bring to bear to make sure that we have water buffalos at 70 different distribution points, portable porta potties at 14 distribution points, and making sure that our most vulnerable are water in the meantime.
Mayor, of course, there are a lot of businesses that had to shut down. Hoboken schools had to close due to this water main break. First of all, for parents and business owners, what's the status for tomorrow? Will they be able to reopen? Will the schools be open tomorrow?
The schools will make that determination at the appropriate time based upon conditions. There is a possibility or an option for the schools to go hybrid, as they have done in the past. But that's a decision for the school district to make, and they will make that decision. We right now are working very tirelessly to make sure that we put as much pressure on Veolia to do everything they can possible to isolate this water main so it can be repaired and service can be restored.
You know, for business owners, there could be money losses that are piling up here. Any plans to hold PSEG or the contractor accountable, and would those who suffered losses get compensation?
This has been a catastrophe for Hoboken residents, including my wife and kids. We have no water, no way to take a shower, do basic things, use of a toilet. This is a crisis. This is an emergency, and we want to make sure that after we restore service, which is our sole focus right now, we'll conduct a full investigation and make sure that anyone who is responsible or liable for what's happening to Hoboken residents who are suffering day in and day out right now are held to account.
Mayor Bala, I think this is, what, the sixth water main break in Hoboken in the last 4 months. Hoboken and Jersey City, both kind of legendary for the underground infrastructure being very old. Is there a plan in place to try to fix these big pipes before they rupture?
This was not a typical water main break. This was a man-made water main break caused by a private contractor. That being said, Hoboken renegotiated its contract with Suez, now called Veolia, to add over $30 million in repairs, which is six times the amount per year that we had previously, and have replaced 7,000 linear feet of water mains in the last several years alone, and have plans to replace thousands of more linear feet of water mains in the future. So that is ongoing, and that is a huge turnaround from past administrations that simply let things lie.
Boy, crumbling infrastructure is frustrating enough to have a contractor cut through a line, especially when it's knock out your own water. It has to be as frustrating as all get up. Mayor Ravi Bala in Hoboken, thank you for coming on, and we wish you all the best of luck there.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.